Welcome to the B-Field Alumni Podcast.
Coming to you from the B-Field Alumni House.
We're your hosts, Nina Raffo
and Peter Young. In this episode, we spoke with Sophie Bryant.
We'll learn all about her path from Tulane Jazz Band to nurse practitioner and her deep love of New Orleans that brought her family from the Great White North down to the Big Easy.
Let's get to the episode.
I'm Sophie Bryant. I was at Tulane undergrad from 2013 to 2017. Started out as a psych major and then realized I needed a second major because I was just ripping through it. So I double majored in public health and psych and then finally graduated with my Bachelor of Science in public health.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Didn't do any grad school at Tulane, but I actually worked for Tulane the year after I graduated. I worked in, I don't think it would be alumni, but I worked with the Tulane remote internship program.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did. I worked for Byron for a year. Yeah.
Oh, right. I remember.
Yeah. So I stayed close by and, you know, was still kind of in the Tulane family and helped kiddos get internships. Because I had done the trip program when I was an undergrad, and so I kind of had familiarity with it. And
that's cool. What is the trip program?
So the Tulane Remote Internship Program. Mm-hmm. Byron had a lot of contacts in California, mostly in the California and New York areas, and I was kind of the coordinator. So I would keep in touch with the companies and the students. And then they would do a trip out there where we would fly them out and they would stay and they'd do like a day at the office. So cool. I was kind of that point person. Awesome. Had no experience doing any of that. But we got through it and it was a cool experience because I learned, I mean, first of all, it was a lot of contacts, you know, outside of the Tulane world and kind of learning to professionally email people and, you know, priorities and scheduling and things like that. I think it's not what I do now, but I think it was very valuable for kind of life skills. But yeah.
That's really cool. So you did the program? Did you travel? Like,
I did.
When you were in
God, what was the company that I did? It was a technology. It was like a coding school.
Oh, cool. Sick.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Nice.
And I helped them with their admissions. So through Salesforce, I would call potential students and just say, if you have any questions, you know, these are the next steps for admission and everything. So I worked for them just with using kind of Salesforce. Flew out to San Francisco by myself and spent the day there. And
fancy.
I think I spent actually half the day there, and then the rest of the day I just explored San Francisco. It was an incredible experience.
That's so cool.
And you get to use Salesforce. I've still never used Salesforce.
Exactly. Yeah, like weird little skills that
totally.
I kind of picked up during my time at Tulane.
I love
it.
That's fine.
What
sorry.
Doing?
I felt like it was far from you. I was looking
at
like the...
audience is touching the microphone.
I'm touching the microphone. I felt like it was... Do you know what I mean? Like the
yeah.
But I don't think it's a big deal.
I can move back.
It's just bad.
I can be back here.
No, don't move back. Don't move
Let's
back.
Everyone move to the edge.
Yeah.
And
hands up, baby, hands up. Okay, so, cool. So how did you end up at Tulane originally?
So, like you, I am from New York. Mm-hmm. I feel like most of us kind of migrate down here. I am actually a dual citizen, U.S. and Canada.
I'm a dual citizen, too.
Shut the front door.
The only thing is I don't have my Canadian papers yet because my mother is, like, slow rolling that, but I am.
I love that.
That's so cute, look at guys. That
connection. Yeah, my Canadian passport is not renewed, so, like, would not be able to use it, but I am a dual citizen.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. When we were talking about going to university, my parents were like, you can go somewhere in Canada because my sister went to McGill in Montreal. Oh. Yeah. Because we would get citizenship tuition. Right. So they were like, you can go somewhere in Canada. So I was actually looking at Dalhousie in Nova Scotia. Like,
let's go.
Way up in the Maritimes because we summer in Prince Edward Island.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So I was looking there and there was someone in jazz band with me in high school that was like, I'm going to Tulane. I was like, that sounds fun. I play an instrument. I'm going to look into that. So my family, we flew down to New Orleans and, like, absolutely fell in love with it down here. They actually all live down here now. So
your whole family lives here.
Yeah.
Now. Wow.
Yeah, my sister, my parents, they've all moved down.
Amazing.
I love that you were the pole. That's so cool.
I was.
Yeah.
And they credit me for it, which is good.
That's beautiful. you deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I decided I wanted to do Tulane after that trip. I applied early action.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Found out, do you remember that big snowstorm that we had in the north?
What year? Like 2013?
It would have been 2012, maybe. I remember there was a huge snowstorm. I was in a Froyo shop. That was the only place with Wi-Fi. I found out I got in, and
was it like October?
Done. Yes.
I think I remember that.
Senior year.
Was that like after Hurricane Sandy? Like the giant snowstorm?
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were like snow tornadoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is when I found out, and it was October, and I was like, that's where I'm going. It's the only school I applied to.
Wow.
And I was set.
I didn't know it was the only school.
Only school. It's like marbles. Here you go.
That's baddie. That yeah. is baddie behavior.
I mean, I would have applied to other schools if I hadn't gotten in.
Of course, but it was early that you yeah. found out. Yeah.
And the application was free.
The application. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I spent no money on application.
Did you not have like a Common App created? Because you didn't have to do it through Common App at the time.
Nope.
It was like its own app.
No, I like did it early. I think I maybe applied end of the summer, early yeah. September, and
popped off.
Washed my hands of it.
Oh my God, I'm
best
obsessed.
Decision ever.
I
yeah.
love it. Where did
yeah.
you live freshman year?
I lived in Monroe.
Word.
Or four.
Monroe. Mo 3.
Okay.
So it was all 12. Girls. Oh, okay. You were up there. Yeah.
Wow.
Which I loved.
See, that
I
would,
loved.
That would kind
Our
of
common
be the
room
dream.
Was lovely.
It was
like
clean.
A, it was
yeah.
a safe
yeah.
space. Yes. Yeah.
That's great. That's like
I
a,
loved Monroe.
The best of like how JL is all girls or was all girls, which
right.
was great, but like having the ability to like just go up, like mm-hmm. upstairs and there's
yeah.
more community closer
I
to
I like living in Monroe.
Yeah.
I had friends a year older than me. Who, when I got to Tulane, they were like, oh, you're living in Mo 12. They were like, that floor last year was closed because it was condemned by the city. And, like, obviously that wasn't true,
that
but it was
floor?
Close enough, the top floor, close enough to be true that we were like, was it?
Yeah.
Was it
you
condemned?
Sure?
Yeah. But yeah, I remember we got a pool table second semester.
Oh.
Cool.
And all the football players kept coming down and playing pool. And we were like, boys, get
out.
Get out. Yeah. But no, I loved Monroe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
What student organizations were you involved in?
So I wasn't a big student organization person.
Okay.
I was in Theta. I wasn't a sorority, which does that count?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in Theta. I think I was in TUCP for like 3 days. I went to one meeting.
Great.
And I was like, maybe not for me. And then I was in a jazz ensemble. It was a class.
Cool.
But I think I would consider that. It was like
oh,
an
yeah.
extracurricular,
certainly.
Feels like, for saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
what
that for...
was this combo?
I think there were 5 of us, 6 of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anybody
like,
sing?
No.
So was it... Did you guys do stuff like around the city or was it like...
No,
just...
there was a like a semester. Every
mm-hmm.
semester there was a concert
mm-hmm.
In Dixon.
What songs did you play?
Just like classic jazz.
I love classic jazz.
So jazz was such a big part of my life, especially in high school. I was in jazz band. It was like part of my personality, obviously. I was like the only girl. I was like, I'm in jazz band. So then when I got to Tulane, I was like, New Orleans, jazz, music, it's going to be great. It slowly started. I got to the point where I was like, I don't think I care about this as much as the other people in the combo. They were music majors.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be musicians when they grew up. And I was like, I'm going to a date party. Oh, no. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. You know?
Yes.
So
yeah.
I wasn't practicing every day. And slowly, jazz combo rehearsal got more and more stressful.
Sure.
Yeah, I understand.
So I kind of lost that kind of love for playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never lost my, like, love for jazz. So, you know, kind of loving it through other people and still listening to it and, you know,
that's
going into others. But it was definitely, that definitely helped me figure out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then it wasn't musicianship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
that's okay. We
yeah.
grow up. We move on.
No, I love
that's
it.
That's right. It's
you
like
know?
Taking a fine art class as a non-major.
Yeah.
Like,
and
right.
I think, it,
and
yeah,
you,
if I had
yeah.
kept going, I think I would have started to hate it. And
mm-hmm.
I think that would have been... kind of tragic in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before it's soured.
Which
yeah.
is,
good.
Like, perfect.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I
was... I went to band camp. I went to performing arts
mm-hmm.
camp for 9 years growing up. It was my thing. But it just...
Wow. Do you still have a saxophone in your apartment?
I still have it.
Can you play it?
I haven't played it. I haven't picked it up.
You were supposed to bring it.
I mean, my parents used to make me do little concerts when I was younger and everything.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I still have it. Have not had the courage to play it.
Did you have to audition for the combo? Mm-hmm. Did you join it your first year? Mm-hmm. So you made it as a freshman?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a big part of my personality at
That's
that
amazing.
Point. Yeah. And that was one of the main reasons why I came down here was for music.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Theta was great. I mean,
yeah.
I met my closest friends through it. I never went into it thinking I'd be, like, the sorority girl.
I'm a serial girl.
I was like, this seems fun. I guess I'll do it. And that's all my closest friends through it. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a relatively common thing where everyone thinks, like, sororities may not be for them. And then you kind of realize it's what you make it and it can be for everybody.
A 1,000,000,000%. And I definitely think I made the best decision for myself in which sorority I chose.
Yeah.
I wasn't super involved in it. I wasn't, you know, doing anything with Rush or anything like that. But it was great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
No complaints about it.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you were also in TUCP for a second. I don't know if you were actually, but...
Like, literally, I went to one meeting and I was like, no.
Cheers. Okay, then never mind. Well, do you remember who came for any of the TUCP concerts or any or Crawlfest or, like, anybody that was special?
Yeah. Major Lazer at McAllister.
Yes.
Life-changing. Also, Major Lazer with all the seats in the auditorium. Who? I remember there was like a big inflatable thing that they were bouncing around. That was incredible. Yin Yang Twins.
I remember them.
Remember that one? That was on the quad.
Mm-hmm.
God, I loved Crawfest. I don't know if there's any performers from Crawfest that like really stick out, but the vibes were always what they needed to be.
Yeah.
Totally.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a Crawfest girly for sure.
Yeah. Was I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Crawfest.
Yeah.
Because you
were only a year younger than me. Were there any?
My freshman year, Smash Mouth came, if you remember. Yep, that was
iconic. I think I remember them being here. I don't think I went.
Okay, I went, and it was fun.
That is the kind of show you're like, it's good for some people.
It's for the plot.
Yeah. I mean, I went for I think I said this in another podcast. Like, I had a top Yik Yak that night about, like, Shrek, you know. I was like, should I wear a Shrek concert? Like, should I wear a Shrek outfit or whatever, you know? And I was, like, really excited about it. My whole dorm, we were all in JL, so we were, like, you know, blaring. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we went as a big group. Mm-hmm. But, and then Yin Yang Twins, obviously, Hoodie Allen came.
Alexis mentioned that.
Yeah.
I don't think I went to that.
I actually was just talking to my friend Ben because we had an American government big test the day after Hoodie came.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like walked by and kind of stopped while he did no interruption. And then we went down and we studied and we have like a ton of videos of us like taking study breaks, like to Hoodie Allen.
No interruption.
He just got engaged. And so we were sending them back
what
and forth to each other.
Class.
That's awesome.
It was like my sophomore year. I don't remember. It was like American government.
210. Do you remember?
I think so. That feels right. No, I don't remember. I'm really sorry. I could look it up, but.
Cause I took that class too.
Oh my God. Twins. Yeah, but Hoodie Allen came.
I remember seeing John Mulaney. He did stand up here.
He came?
Yeah.
Who knew?
He was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Vanessa Bayer came.
Yeah, Cecily Strong.
Right. Oh my God, about Cecily.
The SNL people.
Yeah.
I
mean, how lucky were we? The people.
We were lucky. We had fun. Yeah.
Good
people came.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. Who was your commencement speaker?
Helen Mirren.
Oh.
The Queen.
That was a good year.
Yeah. Yeah. She did a great job.
She did a good job.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
Because I know there's been, some people have been a little disappointed in their commencement speakers. I think a lot of them have been great.
Same.
I mean, it's.
Didn't Hoda come one year?
Yeah.
Hoda came. That was great.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Yeah. I didn't go to it, but I just remember people were
very
excited. I had Jasmine Ward, and she was perfect.
Excellent.
She's like the professor here and the author.
Yes. I remember watching hers and she was great.
That changed the course of my life. That speech, as I've said. Yeah.
I love that book.
And she wrote a book after. It was like, I loved her speech. It was so beautiful. Yeah.
I had Brian Williams his fall from grace and lying on the news.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheers.
His speech was fun because he was like, you know, I didn't go to college. And we were all like, well, then I guess we all made the wrong choice.
Right.
Should we not have done what we just did? Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Which, it, like, he was national at the time. Yeah. I graduated the year after the first full year after Katrina, so I was
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the immediate preceding year, Presidents Clinton and Bush came. Mm. So anybody was going to be kind of a low point after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, did you study abroad?
I did.
Where did you study abroad?
So I didn't want to do a full semester abroad. I commend anyone that did, because Spain, Amsterdam, all these places. I did like a cutesy little 6-week thing in Costa Rica.
Cool.
Awesome. Isn't that amazing? Yes.
Was it a summer program?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks. We stayed in this, I think it was a university, like a small, small university in San Jose. I think I took like a level 2 Spanish class mm-hmm. and then one other class about Costa Rican history or something.
Cool.
And it was this great group of half Tulane students, half Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt kids were much better at Spanish. Like, leaps and bounds. It was so embarrassing. And then these Tulane kids were like, we are estamos aquí para vivar, you know? But the rule was that you had to speak in Spanish the whole time. At meals,
no
things
way.
Like that.
So it was like immersion program?
Oh.
I guess.
Yeah.
It was very hard. I was horrid at Spanish. But what an experience. It was incredible. We did all these excursions on the weekends. So we had class Monday through Thursday, Friday through Sunday. We could do whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. I think they had 2 planned trips that we all went on together. But aside from that, they were like, go travel. We don't care where you go. Get on a bus. Go to the beach. Go travel.
Amazing.
And so we found these like hostels and these awful buses that took us 5 hours to the beach. The most incredible experience.
That's great.
How did you pick, loved it.
That, like, was that the only summer program available, or like you wanted to go to Central America?
I think it was just the most interesting summer program for me. I'm so happy I did it. It was so fun. It was so amazing. Random.
Yeah.
Like,
did your Spanish get better?
Probably. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Is my Spanish good now? Absolutely not. I think by the end of it, I definitely felt more confident just because I had to. Mm-hmm. And that benefited me when I went to nursing school in Miami.
Totally. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of helped a little, but it's since tapered off. But yeah, that was so fun.
I love that. Mm. Okay. So you just said you went to nursing school in Miami. So what did you do after college? Can you kind of walk us through like post-college and to where you are now?
I moved around a lot. So yeah, after that first year, I worked for Byron for a year. And during that year, I had decided, I think it was probably the beginning of my senior year, that I wanted to go to nursing school. There were a lot of prerequisites that I did not do in undergrad. And I was like, ooh, so close. 'Cause I originally thought I wanted to be a therapist. I was like, I want to work with people. I love psychology, but you kind of realize that you're a little too empathetic for it. And you're like, oh, I think your problems will become my problems and mm-hmm. I'm going to cry with you. And
interesting.
Yeah. So I realized that I couldn't do that, but I found medical things very cool and very interesting. So I was like, why don't I be a nurse? So that year after I graduated, I took a bunch of prerequisites through random, like, University of New England. I took a microbiology class online.
Okay,
the summer break, I went to, like, Brooklyn Community College and took biology and chemistry. I would, like, take the subway all the way to Brooklyn and took my prerequisites. It was so random, but I just needed to get it done. Knew that I didn't want to go back for a very long nursing program, and University of Miami had a 1-year accelerated program. So I was like, great, I'll get it done in a year. Would I do that again? Probably not, but it definitely accelerated kind of my trajectory to where I am now. So yeah, moved to Miami, did nursing school in a year. I like don't remember any of it, if I'm being totally honest. It was like, my brain, like, blacked out. because I had to shove so much information all at once. It was like multiple exams every week, 8 to 12 hours of clinicals every week. But I got it done. And after that, I, you know, went back to Manhattan, took a breather, and was like, okay, where now? I didn't want to stay up north. I don't love the cold. I didn't love the hustle and bustle of Manhattan. It's also very expensive, especially when you, like, first get out of nursing school. And I was like, I have no money, and I don't have a job. So let's go from here. I took a road trip with my sister. We went to Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, and Nashville just to, like, check out southern towns because I didn't necessarily want to come back here. I feel like what a lot of people do when they graduate Tulane, Nina, you can probably attest to this, you kind of need to leave. Mm-hmm. Not because New Orleans isn't incredible, but being an adult and living in New Orleans is very different than being a Tulane student and living in New Orleans. And I don't think I would have found that distinction if I didn't give myself some time. Moved to Nashville. I was like, it's a small enough city because I was moving by myself. I knew nobody in Nashville. I had just gotten a job working on a med-surg unit in like a nurse residency program. I did not want to work med-surg, but that was kind of all they had. And yeah, moved to Nashville. I lived there for about a year and a half. A lot of weird stuff happened. first of all, I didn't love my job. I loved being a nurse. I realized very quickly I didn't love working with adults. I love working with children, and that's kind of where I wanted to go, but that wasn't an option at the hospital I was working at. So I was sticking it out for that. A tornado hit my apartment building, and then
That's so bad. No,
it was crazy. I had my balcony doors open. There was no storm. There was, you know how you get that, there was no warning. All of a sudden, it sounds like a train is approaching. So I rush to close the doors, and then it sounds like a bomb goes off. And I lived in one of those huge apartment buildings that takes up an entire block. Uh-huh. Thankfully, none of my windows were, you know, smashed in or anything. The fire alarm went off for about 6 hours that night.
Oh, man.
So I have, like, a fear of fire alarms now. Cute.
That's actually probably good. It should, like, you hear a fire alarm, you'll be the first one out.
Yeah. Like, no, she panics. Yeah. But, yeah, the whole downstairs, all the windows were busted in. And in all the hallways, all the windows were busted in. So couldn't stay in my apartment. So I was displaced for about a week, which is not that bad. I mean, there was a lot of devastation in Nashville after that. So that happened. I, at work, rolled my ankle so bad that I ended up needing reconstructive surgery. So I was on, like, workman's comp light duty for a while. And that was, I had surgery the day before Nashville shut down for COVID. So while I was not able to walk and recovering, everybody else was kind of locked down. So it was just like a bunch of things on top of one another.
Yeah.
And then January of 2020, my sister and her husband moved down to New Orleans. They had lived in DC. They wanted to change, moved down to New Orleans. June of that year, my best friend Alexis was like, I'm moving back to New Orleans. And I was like, okay, that's another one. And then my parents in end of September were like, hey, we just bought a house in New Orleans. And I was like, and that's it. Called my sister sobbing, being like, get me out of here. I'm having FOMO. I need to come to New Orleans right now. And she was like, done. She made an Excel spreadsheet. She was like, these are the things you need to do. You need to cancel your lease. You need to quit your job. We need to get a new job. I'm going to help you find an apartment. And within a month, I had all of that taken care of. And end of November, I was here and I started a new job at Oshner.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, Nashville, sorry. And best decision I've ever made.
That's great.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. Nashville was interesting. I liked it for a little while, but I think you just kind of get a vibe pretty quickly that, like, it's just not for you. Yeah.
Especially when that many kind of bad things happen that feel kind of monumental. Yeah. It's just like, maybe this is just not my
vibe. I was like, is this a sign?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then came here and I work at Ochsner Main Campus now, and I work in the pediatric emergency room. And it's
amazing.
The best thing ever. Yeah. I love it.
I love that.
Yeah. And I'm back in school.
Yeah. And she's back in school.
Back in school.
Back in school for what?
To get my DNP. So I'm going to be a nurse practitioner.
That's wonderful.
Working pediatric acute. So my dream is to stay in the emergency room as a mid-level provider, kind of with the nurses and doctors that I know. So, yeah.
Maybe this is a great... Is there... Like, there's enough pediatric emergency needs for, like... A DMP in an emergency room at all times?
Yes. Yeah, so wow. we have mid-level providers right now. We have physician's assistants and NPs.
Okay.
But, and this has already been announced, Ochsner's building a pediatric tower next to main campus. So our emergency room is going to go from 9 beds to like 27, I think. Oh.
That's exciting.
So by the time I graduate in 2028, there's going to be more of a need for it. So I'm like, got it all.
Amazing.
Got it all planned out.
And where are you getting your DNP?
LSU.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm doing it part-time for the first 2 years so I can work full-time, and then I'll work part-time and do school full-time for the second 2 years. So I could finish it in 3, but I'm very big on protecting my mental health at this point in my life. Mm-hmm. So being able to do it slower and still enjoy my life.
Yeah.
Was like
you already did
very
one
much.
Super fast medical degree.
I was about to say the same thing.
Genuinely never again.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. So that's
thank
fine.
God.
It's behind thank you. God. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like a whole nurse now, which is crazy.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Pop off. Yeah. Wow. What a journey.
I've moved a lot.
Yeah.
I never want to move ever again.
I get that.
Again.
Well, you have such a lovely apartment now.
Yes.
Your home feels like a second home to me.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, that was a long-winded answer.
Beautiful.
That was great.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Prior to today, when was the last time you were back on campus?
When I worked here.
With Byron.
Mm-hmm. I have not been back.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yep. Not because I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
It just...
Hasn't happened.
I mean, I drive by all the time and just have not been on campus.
You worked on the uptown campus or the downtown campus?
No, I worked uptown. I worked right outside of Riley, the
Career Center.
I had a cubicle at the Career Center.
Oh, in the bottom of DeBall.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
DeBall?
It's that's like bouncing DeBall, yes.
I thought it was DeBall.
It's not DeBall?
No, it's DeBall. The DeBall.
Oh, I just realized.
DeBall.
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 So yeah, I think that was the last time.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. What was your favorite Tulane memory? Something that comes to mind.
Hmm.
Doesn't have to be your favorite. Can just be like the thing that comes into your brain when you're asked.
Does it have to be one?
No.
No.
Is it cliche to say Mardi Gras?
No.
That's a great one.
The fact that we got to experience Mardi Gras as undergrads and no one else did. The beautiful thing about Mardi Gras is you can enjoy it in so many different ways at so many different phases of your life.
Yes.
And it, I don't know. I just like dressing up. What am I going to wear this day? Which parades are we going to go to?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get there? I don't know. I'm like gushing about it, just thinking about it. And then now as an adult, still going to the parades and still having just as much fun. And I mean, you kind of tweak your experience to help your needs as you get older, like drinking more water than other things, you know. It's, you know, my sister just had a baby and we're going to bring her to Mardi Gras this year. And, you know, but it all started with like Tulane Mardi Gras.
Totally.
And just kind of the way the whole campus gets immersed in it. And so that's definitely one of them. I loved Crawfest.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was so fun. Like tailgating. I know these are all like kind of revolving around partying, but partying is fun.
Partying is so fun.
Fun is fun.
And New Orleans knows how to party.
Yeah.
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 That's what our entire jobs are built around, the social experience and the experiential engagement. So
yeah.
Yeah.
When you bring masses of people together, it creates some magic.
Yeah. I've never learned how to better small talk than a Tulane.
Which is an incredible, useful skill.
Oh, my goodness,
such a good skill.
I like to think that, I don't like to, but I do skew more towards, like, introvert tendencies, but I think being at Tulane helped me find the extrovert side of myself.
Totally.
That's great.
Yeah.
Truly.
And, like, pushing you outside of your comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and meeting a ton of people and, yeah, it definitely like pushed me
Those are the kind of things you look for to differentiate your college experience. Because, like, they always say, like, you're going to learn math no matter where you go. It's like, math is math is math is calculus.
Exactly. Calculus and all those exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, like, there aren't that many schools where 75% of the students come from over 500 miles away and mm-hmm. everyone's coming from all these different places, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, those type of things.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's nice to hear that that has a true benefit.
Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, and to go back to your point, like, the classes that you take here and the things that you major in, those things are important, yes. But it's how you learn to find out who you are and kind of be an adult.
Totally.
And send an email in a professional way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't remember a whole lot of things I learned in my classes, but I learned about the person that I became while I was here.
That's beautiful. I agree.
Like,
but it,
yeah,
it's true. It's
materials.
It's true. Yeah. You become an adult, and being an adult is scary. But, you know, and just it's like being a nurse. You know, you only learn so much in nursing school. You learn how to be a nurse once you're on the job.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And, you know, yeah.
So. Yeah. Did you receive any good advice while you were a student?
I'm not sure if I received any, you know, profound advice that I can think of. But I think kind of touching back to what I said earlier, undergrad doesn't need to help you decide who you are or what you're going to do. It is very much a maybe I'll like this, maybe I'll try this out. But it's more so figuring out what you like, what works for you to kind of jumpstart you into young adulthood. I feel like sometimes people graduate undergrad 21, 22 years old, and they're like, I need to have it figured out. You absolutely do not. 1,000% do not.
Agreed.
That is great advice.
Yeah.
Truly.
Because it's scary graduating and not knowing what you're going to do. I graduated and am not doing what I did with my public health degree, you know. But I feel like it feels like a monumental thing that has to be, how am I trying to say this? Like it has to be the end all be all, and it's mm-hmm. it's just the start. I think it teaches prioritization and it teaches professionality and things like that. And I think those are, useful. But I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as young adults, mm-hmm. Whether it's inside pressure or outside pressure. And I hate that for young people because it should be fun. And I think when you're starting out, what you're doing should not cause you stress, but I think it should challenge you. And I think it should inspire you to want to learn more. I think if you're doing something and you're not interested in learning more about it, maybe that's not the best for you. But I think having that passion for learning more, I think, is like when you've kind of found it. So, yeah. And I don't think we all find that in college. I think it's the things we do after that. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great advice.
I do, too. Yeah. You're killing it.
We put a lot of pressure on ourselves when we're young.
We do.
And it's really, also, not everyone has to go to college.
Yes.
You know? Totally. There's a lot of pressure to go to university. Take a year.
Yeah.
Take a year after college.
Mm-hmm.
Work at a diner.
Work in the service industry.
I think every nurse should work as a waiter or waitress before they become a nurse.
Yeah.
I have learned the most valuable things working at a restaurant. Time management. People skills. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you know until you've been yelled at by strangers.
Yeah,
1,000%.
That is excellent advice.
Yeah, that is.
You don't know what you know.
More people should work in the service industry.
Yeah.
I think kind people, I think working in the service industry breeds very empathetic people.
Yeah. Work a weird job. I mean, I filmed football practices and basketball games for Tulane.
Like as a spy or for the team?
For the team, not as a spy.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of my weird jobs.
How did you
I've
find
had
that
many
job?
Weird jobs. A girl in my sorority was like, hey, does anyone want to do this? And I was like, yeah, I like money.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
I learned how to use video equipment. Never touched a camera in my life.
Do you still remember how?
No! They were like the big camcorders.
That's what I was going to ask.
I was under the hoop during basketball games getting like the shots.
How old were you?
I don't know, like junior year?
That's so cool.
Bizarre. Do the weird job.
And football.
Yeah.
Where would you football be for practices. Football? Because you...
Like up out in the stadium.
In the
they
press
had
box?
Little like bird's eye thingies.
Yeah.
And we would film from there.
That's amazing.
I filmed special teams.
Cool.
Bizarre job.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's another piece of advice. Do the weird job.
Do the weird job.
Learn new stuff.
Very
if
cool.
If you're never going to use it again, who cares? It is a good story.
Absolutely.
Totally.
It's all about learning to talk to people.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because yeah. I feel like as an adult, there are still some people that are like, will you make the reservation? I don't want to talk on the phone. Girl, pick up that phone. Make that reservation.
Girl,
make that doctor's appointment.
Call your doctor.
Literally. Come on.
Yeah.
Go to the dentist.
I think those two things, go to the dentist, great piece
please.
Of advice.
Yes.
And pick up the phone and call. That's
yes.
like a millennial and younger thing.
People
no
don't
call.
Like talking on the phone.
But it's so quick and easy and
yeah.
clears so much stuff up.
Yes.
It's funny because I think a lot of people feel that it's like, oh, you need me right now with like a phone call. Like somebody said that to me recently. I don't like, but I'm like, it just makes it faster.
Yes.
Like, because if you're texting, it's like, what's I'm waiting for the answer. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm on my way. Cool. You know?
I'm a big fan of just, like, Zoom inviting people to meetings or Teams meetings.
You do that to me all the time. It's the best.
Without warning?
Just to be like, because it's a call. Just be like, talk to me for 2 minutes.
Okay.
It's a little bit jarring, but
yeah.
I'll just not answer and be like, I'll be there in 3 seconds, and then I go.
That's yep. right.
Yeah.
But yeah, my parents, growing up, when I was a teenager and stuff, they used to make me, like, make my own doctor's appointments and stuff.
That's so smart.
That was an absolutely incredible thing that they did for me. Yeah.
That feels like developmental genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. And as soon as I got a car, they were like, okay, here's your car. We're not paying for your gas. Get a job.
Get Done. A job.
Done. So my mom, with my little Social Security card, drove me around my small town in Katona, New York. We went to little places, and I walked in, and I said, how are you hiring? I'd love a job. And they made me go to so many different places. And I finally got...
Where'd you work?
I worked at a place called Oliver's. It was like a little Irish pub. And I was a hostess.
Cool.
And I did that job for like 2 years. I made money in cash. I paid for my gas. And oh my God, did I learn so much.
Your parents are Canadian heroes.
Yeah.
We love Jeanette.
Well, they wanted to raise confident children.
That's great.
And I will always thank them for that. For sure.
Yeah. Agreed. I love it.
Yeah.
So cool.
Roll wave.
Roll wave!
Yeah.
Tulane taught me to be so confident.
That's the
okay.
quote.
Yeah, no, literally. Okay, so now we're going to do our little lightning round. Mm. Our lightning round is where you're going to answer. Sophie has not seen any of these questions prior, so she's prepped
nothing.
I have not.
Confirm.
We will be asking in a rapid fire, and we're going to time it and see how
God.
Long it takes.
Oh, this
Give
is,
me some pressure.
We did that
love,
last time.
I love
oh,
a little
right.
pressure.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So okay. we're just going to see. And it's okay, but, like, just first thing that comes to mind is the ideal situation.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yes. But it's okay if it's...
Meant to be quick. Don't
sure.
think about it too much.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. And we also might have to, like, cut some of it, so it might be longer than it actually ends up being in the podcast,
okay.
just to let our listeners know. Cool.
Behind the scenes.
Yes.
BTS.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Set. Am I going first or are you going first?
I go first.
You go first. Perfect.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Set. Go.
Who was the Tulane mascot when you were a student?
A pelican?
Who were the campus celebrities while you were at Tulane?
Owen Knight. Survivor, shout out.
Great choice.
Yeah.
What song makes you think of your college experience?
Anything by the Chainsmokers.
Favorite New Orleans restaurant?
Now or back then?
Back then.
Back then.
Oh, Chill Out Cafe. Little pad thai. BYOB.
Totally.
Done.
How much did a slice of boot pizza cost when you were a student?
I don't know, $3.50?
Okay.
Boo pizza or crepes?
Ugh, crepes. Monte Cristo. That's the
totally.
Best one. That's the best one!
Okay. Your favorite spot on campus?
Anywhere outside.
Favorite Mardi Gras crew or parade?
Muses.
Green or blue?
Green.
18 or 34?
34?
What's 18 plus 34?
40, 12:52.
Good job. Morning call or Café du Monde?
What's morning call?
Okay, then it's
Café du Monde.
It's like, Sophie, get it together. Lightning round.
City Park or Audubon Park?
Audubon.
Worst movie you've ever seen?
Mm.
You can pass.
Pass.
And finally, Nina or Peter?
Oh, God. You're both so lovely. I've known Nina longer. I have to say Nina. Peter. I'm so sorry. Oh!
No, that's one for Nina.
So Nina actually lived above me the year that I was working for Byron Cantro. Mm-hmm. And we were not that close.
We were not that close, but we Look would see now. Each other outside sometimes.
We would.
And I always was happy to see Sophie Bryant. Yeah.
So you lived off campus and you had graduated.
Yeah.
I lived off campus. So, yeah, it was like my senior year. I lived off campus. And then Sophie was below me.
And then we came back together and here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny how everyone now is Tulane people that have left and then come back.
Totally.
And we're all this like big Tulane family that wasn't...
A family during college.
Right.
Like I didn't know any of the girls that I hang out with now in college.
And we all love each other so much.
We're so lucky.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Be Field Alumni Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at The Field Alumni Podcast.
Or on the web at alumnipodcast.tulane.edu.
See you next time.
Roll wave.